So George Osborne's budget has wide-ranging effects on all sorts of people in Cornwall. Now, we've got Codes solicitors here. Alistair White is a partner with Codes, based in Truro and heading up the residential property department. Alistair, first of all, what would you say would be the key points that you would like to make about what George Osborne has laid before us?
Well, with my particular interest in residential property in the county, the key points that I focus upon is the assistance that he's obviously giving to first-time buyers. The £250 million to provide deposits for first-time buyers buying new properties is welcome. My one word of caution is it won't help kickstart the market further up the chain in that they're buying new vacant properties. I'm worried about the people at the bottom of the market who are already owning properties who need buyers from them. It'd be nice to see some sort of scheme that would assist with deposits to buy second-hand properties. Interesting, the relaxation of planning laws, again, directed towards housing, much needed, in that it's going to be now a presumption, effectively, that you can convert from commercial use, a shop, to residential use. I think that's a fantastic opportunity for the towns and villages in the county to see these vacant shops and commercial premises being converted to active residential properties.
There do seem to be a whole lot of holes in the high streets which could be better utilised.
Indeed, during this recession, commercial properties have been closing, new tenants have not been coming in, landlords will be looking at how they can better use those vacant properties, and now they have an opportunity to very quickly adapt them in planning terms to residential, and that will meet a demand that exists, particularly in this county, for low-cost housing. And it will bring, let's call it regeneration, but I would call it will bring life back into the villages and towns of Cornwall.
Quite a few properties out there which people buy and then rent out. What changes did George Osborne mention which affects these people in Cornwall?
Well, specifically, he has identified that he's going to reduce the tax burden by way of stamp duty land tax upon investors who are buying a portfolio of properties. It will be brought down to a mean tax calculation as opposed to a gross tax calculation. Basically, it will be a saving to investors buying a portfolio of properties. It could be quite significant. However, on balance, you've got to consider that those investors will still need to borrow money. And my concern remains that the lending is still very tight. And the lenders, the banks, the building societies that remain are very, very cautious about to whom they lend and how much they lend. And indeed, overlending to one particular site. So buying a portfolio of properties on one site, you may still have a problem in getting a lender to assist you in that they will feel concerned about overlending to one particular site. It's the lending that really needs to be freed up.
Is this a budget which is good for property solicitors and their clients?
I wouldn't say it's bad for property clients and obviously not therefore bad for property solicitors, but we've got a long way to go to drive out of this recession, and this is just the start of things to come, and I hope positive things to come from this government and this Chancellor.